Women's rights activists are hailing it as a big victory. They targeted the self-styled American pickup artist, Julian Blanc, with pickets and a social media campaign, and now he's left the country. Blanc posts videos of himself choking women and forcing their faces into his crutch, among other things. His seminar tour was designed as an opportunity for others to learn his methods of manipulation and psychological games to attract women. Bill Birtles reports.
Face off on the banks of the Yarra. Dozens of protesters confront a group of young men about to board a riverboat to hear a talk by a 25-year-old on how to pick up women. Before too long, with noisy activists climbing on board the boat, the young men are forced to abandon the talk. The man they came to hear is Julian Blanc, who has preached his methods for attracting women through online forums and expensive courses.
You should have, you know, like multiple little excuses you can give her to get her one step closer to your place. Like, who here knows between where they're going to pull the girl, like where you're staying and where you're going, how are you going to get her out of the club? How are you going to get her there? How are you going to get her there? How are you going to get her in your room? Okay? How are you going to get her on your bed? How are you going to get her clothes off? Okay, how are you going to transition into sex? What if she says this? Then what are you going to say?
But some of his lessons on seduction include putting his hands around a woman's neck to choke her or forcing a woman's face onto his groin.
At least in Tokyo, if you're a white male, you can do what you want.
An online backlash against him spread from the US to Australia, with campaigners successfully pressuring venues to cancel Blanc's bookings. That prompted the last-minute venue change in Melbourne last night that saw supporters ushered onto the riverboat to hear a man who in the end was nowhere to be seen. Julian Blanc departed Australia last night. Speaking to Sky News this afternoon, the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, said Blanc's visa has now been cancelled.
This guy wasn't putting forward political ideas. He was putting a view that was derogatory to women, and that's just something that our values abhor in this country.
Jenna Price is the founder of feminist group Destroy the Joint and a lecturer at the University of Technology in Sydney. She says Blanc was a worthy target.
He expressly suggested techniques which abused women and which harmed women, and I think that really frightened women. I mean, we were able to see in writing his idea that, you know, you should try and isolate women, that you should keep them frightened, you should make sure they don't have access to money. Now, these are the kinds of things which are directly in line with men who perpetrate violence against women.
Julian Blanc is just one of several prominent figures in a subculture of young men who share techniques and methods for picking up women. But supporters on internet forums have defended him, accusing his critics of selectively highlighting sections of his lessons. Damien Deeker is a Sydney-based dating coach for a company called School of Attraction. He isn't a fan of Blanc and believes the social media campaign against him is warranted.
I think it's a good thing. It's a bad thing in the short term, is in it everyone assumes that everyone who does dating coaching does, you know, behaves in that way or teaches that kind of material. But I think it's a good thing in the sense that people in Australia, you know, as we hear about this business, we're educating guys what isn't okay. Because it's very dangerous. This whole how to meet women thing is very covered up. And it's not really talked about a lot. And so sort of men find coaches like this and they think this is how it's done. This is the only way to meet and be attractive to women.
He says while anger at Julian Blanc is okay, the young men who have attended his seminars shouldn't be judged as harshly.
And really, the guys in these communities, the guys who entered, they're not bad guys. Most of them are, quite smart guys, quite intelligent. A lot of them are actually quite successful. They've put a lot of work into other part of their lives, not the social part. Now they want to work on this, and there's nowhere else for them to turn.
Sydney dating coach Damien Deeker speaking to Bill Birtles.